From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. You know that old expression, once bitten, twice shy? Well, one college in Texas is getting familiar with it. The recent slump in oil and gas has made students there wary of attending its oil and gas program, even though the industry is picking up now and bringing back jobs to the state. Florian Martin with Houston Public Media reports.
At Lone Star College's Energy and Manufacturing Institute outside Houston, students are practicing how to set up equipment that's used in the oil field. Their instructor is Mike Branch. He says the mechatronics and machining program used to be very popular.
In the past, we've had as long as a four-month waiting list to get into these classes.
Then the oil downturn came, and working in oil and gas suddenly didn't seem so attractive anymore. Enrollment fell sharply, and while the numbers have started to climb again, there are still only 56 students in this mechanical engineering program, which has room for about 100.
Now, I know a lot of petroleum engineer friends of mine that wish they got their bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering.
Michael Young is the director of advanced technology at the Energy and Manufacturing Institute.
Because if you're so specialized in something, if they need that, then you're really popular. But if you're not needing it, you don't have that diversity of portfolio.
Since hitting a low point in May 2016, drilling activity has increased sharply in Texas, which means demand for workers is also up. Ed Hirsch is an energy economist at the University of Houston.
The Permian Basin in Midland, where there are multiple formations that can be drilled and drilled economically, even at these prices, there's a shortage of workers.
But with the skills learned in oil and gas programs like the one at Lone Star College, workers aren't necessarily bound to the energy industry, although it generally pays better than other sectors. Again, Michael Young.
Most of my machining students are being hired by non-oil and gas people right now. They're plastics people. They're aerospace bolt people. They're non-oil and gas manufacturing people.
So even during the oil downturn, those who learned these skills had good prospects for a job. Now the demand for them is up even more, requiring oil and gas companies to step up on recruiting. In Houston, I'm Florian Martin for Marketplace.